Welcome again to Highly Questionable. This guy sitting in for Poppy, who is resting. He is not retired, but he is tired, and he's an old man, and he wants us to carry the load for a while. Sarah Spain and Izzy Gutierrez. Sarah, what do you like on the show today?
I'm trying to figure out if a Spanish zaddy is a zappy, and would that make Izzy a zappy?
Dale zappy.
Should Colin Kaepernick stay in this NFL workout?
There are a lot of questions around this workout. The cynical among us can pierce holes in it and make it look like it's not much of an opportunity, but it does represent more of an opportunity than any he's gotten in the last 3 years. And if he wants to show NFL teams that indeed he wants to play football, he should go to the workout, even if it's a humbling experience. The thing that I find more interesting about this is, as these teams decide for their business, is this guy good enough to offset whatever publicity it is that we will be getting, whatever customer loss we will be getting, and is it worth it to bring a backup quarterback in with that kind of attention? He, too, has to make the business decision on his end whether he wants to end his silence and his martyrdom for a backup job. He should not come back for just any job. This guy right now is a historic figure. No matter how you think about him, no matter where you side on this issue, and coming back to the league is less effective for what his cause is, and it's not playing football, his cause that makes him kneel in front of a flag, than staying out of the game and remaining a martyr who's not a backup quarterback.
I'm kind of torn on that, because I think you can separate the cause that he was kneeling for and his career, which was NFL before this all went down. I think to ask him to continue to be a martyr in order to prove his dedication to the cause is asking too much. And the NFL might get a benefit if he returns by being able to clean up the end a little bit, but we're all still going to know that he was blackballed for the prime of his career. We're all still going to know that he gave up millions of dollars and time in the NFL for a cause that mattered to him. I won't begrudge him if he wants to come back and do the thing that he was great at, that he dedicated his life to. Now, whether or not that's going to happen because of this workout is very much in question. Charles Robinson's report that the league reached out to a number of media members before the announcement on Tuesday that this workout was happening to tell them, be ready to report something big on Tuesday. We won't tell you what it is, but just be ready, tells me this is all about publicity. And the way that they have botched and mangled this to make themselves look terrible is peak NFL. That being said, Dan is right. You still show up. You prove to them you've been working out every day. You kick butt out on the field. And then if no one picks you up, at least there will be a record of you continuing to fight for the spot that you have earned and deserve.
This is why, to me, it feels pressure-free for Colin Kaepernick. He can go out there and play and see if he gets signed by a team or gets an offer by a team, because the NFL has essentially told on itself the same way it did during the last 3 years by blackballing him. It's obvious this was a PR stunt. It's obvious this is not an ideal situation for those who are showing up to judge Colin Kaepernick or for Colin Kaepernick himself. So if he goes out there and does not get a job offer or does not perform well, or turns down a job offer, as Dan said, that is not ideal for him, he's going to turn around and say, that's fine. It wasn't my problem. They forced this upon me. I took my chance. Didn't really work out. The song continues.
I do find interesting, though, that I don't think the answers to what the NFL wants are going to be in arm strength and moving around. I think you'll find the answers in those interviews, and it's really not much of an interview. Hey, are you going to keep kneeling? Are you going to keep doing this? Because those two questions, if the answer is yes, he's probably not going to be in the league again.
And they're disingenuous anyway, because 2 years ago, Kaepernick said he wasn't going to kneel anymore. But along with the rest of the narrative that teams have created around him, it's about pushing out there what you want so that you can make excuses for not signing him, not actually listening to what he's been saying for the last 2+ years.
You were great at the social commentary parts of that, but you were terrible at being a funny replacement for Poppy there.
I'm sorry.
Like, truly terrible.
Should I have picked up the phone? What was I supposed to do? I don't know.
Give all of your opinions into the phone.
Do the Steelers or Browns have more on the line tonight?
Well, of course, the Steelers, if we're talking straight football, they're still in the playoff hunt, and Mike Tomlin has proved after the loss of multiple stars, his starting quarterback, that he's still got it. But the Browns are the ones who really feel like they have more at stake here, because this disaster of a season can get better if they beat teams that they were expected to when we looked at their schedule and said, oh, second half, there's a lot more winnable games there. The most important stat for me when it comes to this Thursday night matchup and what happens next for the Browns is that the last six Browns coaches were fired after a Steelers game. So this means more to Freddie Kitchens than either of those franchises.
This to me is a trick question because this is all about managing expectations here. Obviously, the Browns are under the more pressure. The Steelers are playing carefree football right now. Don't have the Antonio Brown problem to deal with. Don't have Le'Veon Bell on the roster. Don't even have Juju Smith-Schuster playing particularly well, and obviously have Mason Rudolph on the field instead of Ben Roethlisberger. You had Alejandro Villanueva talk about this is the best Mike Tomlin he's seen as far as being a leader, and maybe it's because he doesn't have all these other loud voices in his locker room. To me, this feels like fun for the Steelers. For the Browns, this feels like the ultimate pressure, and now they're working on their second game with what more talent, Kareem Hunt, that they have to try to figure out to work out, and their offense still doesn't look very good. It's clear as day. If they lose to the Steelers, when the Steelers are supposed to be happy-go-lucky, everybody's out of here, then the Browns and Freddie Kitchen are going to have a huge problem.
If I could rewind the last few weeks to go back to how we were commenting and everyone was commenting on Ben Roethlisberger going out and then the Steelers trading a haul for Minka Fitzpatrick, we all laughed. What are the Steelers doing? They're not supposed to be playing as if they're playing for the playoffs, and yet Minka Fitzpatrick is not only playing like the defensive player of the year. What he's also doing is affecting the Dolphin trade status by continuing to elevate what's happening in Pittsburgh. Their quarterback is not very good. If Cleveland cannot beat this quarterback at home with its season on the line, Cleveland's done for the year. They can still actually make a playoff run from here, given the softness of their schedule, but it has to begin tonight with a victory over a team with a bad quarterback.
What do you mean we've been talking about the past few weeks, Dan? Where the
hell
have
you been?
That's
right. I wasn't talking about much of anything, says the fake Poppy here, who has a computer in front of him, from which he's not reading questions, by the way. A total Carrot Top prop right here.
Why don't you try to be Poppy then, Mr. Smarty Pants?
I can actually do this a little better than you think because there is nothing on this computer that's a question. It's on a piece of paper. We just use the iPad to make it seem like we've got a bigger budget. Is Russell Westbrook right about Patrick Beverley's defense? You had Russell Westbrook last night. They beat the Clippers. Listen to him.
Pat Bev trick y'all, man, like he play defense. He don't guard nobody, man. He's just running around doing nothing. It's not. As you've seen, what happened... 47. All that commotion to get 47.
I mean, it is true. James Harden dropped 47 on the Clippers despite Patrick Beverley going around like a little piranha annoying everybody. But Russell's kind of letting you know what the truth is. That's really what he does. It's a little bit like the Alonzo Mourning Dikembe Mutombo situation, right? They would go after every single shot to block and occasionally get dunked on. Well, Patrick Beverley is going to be in your face, is going to make life difficult for you, but really, on occasion, yeah, you're going to be able to get 40 or 50 points against him, but really, defense is all about effort, and if you're showing all that effort, even Russell Westbrook can't say negative things about you.
This one's a little more layered than that. I'm not sure I agree with Izzy because when Harden was being guarded by Patrick Beverley, he was 0 for 6 with 4 turnovers. Now, I understand the general point. If a guy gets 47, how good could the general defense have been? And Patrick Beverley hasn't actually been that good this year. He's got a reputation that precedes him when you look at the advanced defensive metrics. But why would any of you do that? Do you know how complicated those are? Why would we look at the advanced defensive metrics and show us that Patrick Beverley hasn't been that good at defense this year?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think my mom rocked that sweater at Christmas 88. That is a gem. But more importantly, Dan is absolutely right. This is selective, right? You can point to the success that a player has against another team. But if you drill down at the actual moments that Patrick Beverley was guarding Harden, he did a nice job. And if Westbrook wants to send out this message that they don't respect Patrick Beverley and he's overrated, he might want to tell his coach beforehand. Because D'Antoni said that when Patrick Beverley fouled out, it was like James Harden got to take a coat off. It freed him to finally play basketball. And he said that Patrick Beverley is one of his favorite players. He and Russ might want to have a meeting before the game about what they're going to say about opposing players.
You've been gone for a little bit, but Russell Westbrook plays for the Rockets.
I was stunned to see that. They just showed it on the screen, and I was like, wait a minute, I was disoriented. It was confusing to me. I'm like, why is there an MVP next to Harden? Does he ever touch the ball?
How should Doc Rivers feel about his own son trolling him into getting ejected?
Well, we're not done with this Clippers-Rockets game. Doc Rivers, the Clippers coach, he watched his team struggle offensively. He got pretty frustrated toward the end of the game, and he got trolled by his son, Austin. Take a look.
Doc Rivers
This was him getting angry because he thought he had an extra timeout. He's talking to the other refs here. And where's Austin Rivers? Yep, that's Austin Rivers. The son who said before that they don't really have a close relationship and that Doc's was gone his whole life, and he calls him Doc instead of Dad. Tee that man up. Tee that man up. Get out of here. Look how happy he looks.
So around these parts, it's actually more common to talk about a son getting trolled by his dad than the reverse, but I think we can still get into this. If I'm Austin Rivers, yeah, that seems fun at the time, but his dad has way too much ammo about how long he kept him on the Clippers and played him and gave him a career. I don't know if I'd be looking that gift horse in the mouth.
And also traded him. And also Austin yes. said after the game that he recognized as his dad got angrier and angrier, the facial twitches that told him before anyone in the building the dad was about to erupt. And so he actually helped his team with the advanced scouting of a lifetime, watching his dad get angry. That's good work, doing the little things. Austin Rivers, it's kept him in the league.
That's the advanced scouting I want to know.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie Show.
Runner on third, runner on third. Block the play.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Domino's. Order online and track your order.
Time to play the game that's going to give an impromptu toast at Dan's wedding on Saturday. Do you question?
Stugatz is the only one not allowed near a microphone. You give us topics and events, we will question them.
Do you question if this catcher choked?
This show, I think it can be said, can be very mean. We will scour the entire globe to find people who have choked in sports. We go out to youth baseball to see if this tiny little catcher choked in this situation. Runner on third. Runner on third. Block the play.
Okay.
You can't duck
what
there.
Is that?
You can't duck if you're the catcher. The thing that you can't do is duck.
But you also don't expect the runner to splay out like a cat. Like he just,
true.
That was amazing.
I'm not saying that you should have expected for that guy to jump over you. I'm just saying you can't duck.
This video is older than Dan. Why are we playing it?
This video, I've been watching this video for four years. I'm like saying to myself, did it happen again?
Finally
that kid's like 26 years old now.
Do you question whether shirts and skins deserve equal credit?
I was always afraid, for reasons that should be obvious to you, to play shirts and skins. That was one of the harrowing experiences in my childhood, waiting to see if I would end up on one of the teams that was skins. It was terrible. Cleveland State practice here. We go out to shirts and skins. One guy's got a shirt on. Yeah, I mean, what is this?
Fun. I mean,
beautiful game. That's what
it is. Out of bounds, first of all.
Do they deserve equal credit is the question. Oh, fast break situation.
I mean, they both seem pretty difficult for both players.
Whoa! Hey. Are they any good at basketball? Because if not, I think soccer might be the way to go.
They'd be very good as trained seals in this aquarium.
Dan, you know who's never afraid of getting skins?
Who's that? Oh, yeah, this guy.
Right
yes,
here.
Look at this. Look at this. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, drink it in right there. That is the opposite of my childhood right there. That is the confidence I have never had in my body.
I didn't even get picked on a team that day.
Do you question if this dude is more impressive than Izzy?
All right, we go out to a bodybuilding show.
Oh, bodybuilding.
Is
okay.
This guy more impressive than Izzy?
This
Let's see what we have
asked on the show.
Whoa!
Oh no! Come on!
Oh, no, he's gonna,
He was doing so well, preening, sauntering, peacocking.
He forgot to work out his eyes. He's trying to look down. What is he doing?
What kind of bodybuilding competition do you wear Tim's for?
Right?
I'm
Tim's
just like,
and
what's
jeans?
Is this for the Top Gun sequel? We're auditioning for the volleyball scene. We're wearing jeans and no shirt. What's happening here?
You know, that was a bad fall. But I've seen worse.
Woo!
Yes!
Oh, no.
He's
fired up.
Training, sauntering, moonwalking.
Some sort of a moonwalk.
Yes. And then falling on his moon.
He looked. He looked and he still fell.
Do you question if this is fair to Hazel?
Okay. Is Hazel a girl? Is Hazel an animal? You don't know around here. Sometimes it's pets. Sometimes it's people. Hazel, let's see what we have.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh,
yes.
That's just torture.
That is mean. Hazel doesn't understand how this thing works.
Hazel's pretty smart, though.
Hazel, keep your foot on there.
What did Hazel ever
Hazel,
do?
No.
Oh, this is what Hazel's going to do now.
Oh,
okay.
And then you say no. Hazel, no. Like you didn't know that inevitably the dog would eat the thing that's malfunctioning.
You know, I see someone struggle drinking water even more.
Is it me? Is it going to be me coughing? Yeah, here we go. This is my most attractive look here. Here you go. You get all of it. You get the love handles. You get the patch in the back of the hair. And you get coughing, wheezing into a garbage can. Ladies and gentlemen, the height of the sports entertainment ladder right there. There it is.
I love how he's holding up a hand because somebody's talking.
Somebody help me.
Yes. I know this is going to be a while. Yes, I don't know how to drink.
There we go.
Yes. Mike Ryan tiptoes in, wondering if he's got long enough arms for the Heimlich.
Time to play the game that's definitely going to cry at the wedding. See?
Or no. You a softy? I'm going to cry. I bet you I'd cry.
Duh.
You tell us what to watch on television. We'll tell you whether we're intrigued or not.
Tonight at 8 p.m., Mavericks and Knicks.
The Knicks, the last 2 years, have fewer victories than the New England Patriots in the last 2 years. Think about that for a second in an 82-game season. So let's check in with the Dallas Mavericks and their star, Luka, who's been everything he was advertised to be. This is him having an interaction with a coach on the sidelines.
Except watch him hit inside and out, which is what Luka's done this quarter.
Whoa! He did not like that.
Oh.
Ha-ha, that's funny. No, it's not.
Okay, what Thank just you. Happened there? Sarah, are you intrigued?
I think it was a love tap, although Luka didn't seem to receive it that
way. It didn't seem to look much like a love tap.
Yes, I am intrigued by the unicorn going back to MSG, where he will likely get booed, but it will be hard to tell whether people are booing him or James Dolan or their record or literally the last 3 decades.
Izzy, are you intrigued?
That is Luka Doncic. You do not put your hand on that man's face. He will be in the MVP conversation before the All-Star break even comes around. He is possibly a top 5 player right now. You keep your hands to yourself, Mr. Assistant.
Very
coach.
Protective. He's very protective of the precious things in that sport.
Tonight on ESPN, college football, North Carolina and Pitt.
Every team in the ACC is like 7 plays from being undefeated. UNC has 4 losses. All of them are crazy, like 6 overtimes over here. Bad clock management by the referees over there. But let's check in with a North Carolina game from a few years ago. A quarterback that you would have thought that from there would have become a great quarterback that might have dominated the league. Mitchell Trubisky here. Let's go back to the last time he looked like an exceptional quarterback.
Look at that arm.
That could dominate Pittsburgh. With that arm strength.
The Bears should draft this guy.
Oh, my God. More touchdown passes in this game than he's got in his entire Chicago Bears career.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, slight hyperbole for me.
Barely.
Look, so many. You couldn't even cheat and stop him.
Congratulations, Sarah. He's all yours.
Was that second one the same play again? It looked identical to the play before that.
They
Sarah, you
started
intrigued.
In 13 games, so they had to use a couple highlights more than once. No, I won't bother watching this because the whole Bears front office will be watching, looking for their next big draft pick.
Izzy, are you intrigued?
Can we take the Coastal from the ACC and just remove that half from the Power 5 altogether? Because that half of the conference is god awful.
Just let them float off the coast. Let them float off the coast and be lost at sea.
Streaming on Netflix, Maradona in Mexico.
Okay, this is different from the HBO documentary, which was really well done. This is Maradona as a coach later in life. If you want to think of something that's really weird, go to YouTube and check out Maradona on the field as a player. Somebody just brought him cocaine, and he had it right on the field after a game. It was crazy, but here he is as a coach.
Diego Armando Maradona es nuevo director técnico de Dorados de Sinaloa. Diego Armando Maradona.
Para muchos el mejor de la historia.
Viene a la tierra de Culiacán con los cárteles, con la droga.
Agárrate porque esto se va a poner bueno.
Los esperamos el viernes para vivir una gran noche de fútbol con toda la familia.
¡Mua! Dorados hoy está en el último lugar de la tabla general.
Quiero mejorar el fútbol para bien de la gente.
Y para ti, Diego, sobre este tinte de revancha, ¿cómo lo ves tú?
Nosotros no esperábamos una revancha de ninguna manera.
Ahora sí es revancha pura. Ahora sí.
Diego es un tipo muy emotivo.
Y acá viene el show de Diego Maradona.
Acá no hay cosa fácil. Acá nadie nos regaló nada.
Esto es un desastre. Pero ellos sabían que había que pagar un precio y que tenían a Maradona aquí.
Lo destartaban como asco. Y miren dónde estamos, muchachos. Y vamos a seguir ganando.
Being angry, it's him falling down on the ground and rolling around. Sarah, are you intrigued?
Yes, very much so. I look forward to them inserting them into the play later on in the season and doing that, whatever he did with that header over and over again.
Please play that again and again. I will filibuster now before throwing it to Izzy so that you can just play again and again. Roly-poly Maradona, the greatest
greatness
we've ever seen.
Action.
Heading the ball with a hat and then just falling on his stomach and sort of floating on his stomach with no other body part touching the ground. Izzy, are you intrigued?
You know what? Yes, but I feel like I want to go watch the HBO one first because I cannot picture him as a world-class athlete anymore. I need to be reminded of that. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
That's What She Said is the name of her podcast. You should check it out. He doesn't have a podcast. He is kind of sad that way.
More free time.
He's the only one in America who doesn't.
Better sport coat today, Dan.
Thank you. I went totally plain. You guys have shamed me out of two great sports coats. That green one I haven't worn since the last time you told me I looked like I worked for Enterprise Rental Car.